Hi, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of The Virtue of Truth. I am your host, Sheila Hedspeth, and I'm so happy to be back this week for another episode. And before I begin, I'd like to ask you all to please subscribe to The Virtue of Truth wherever podcasts are found. The Virtue of Truth is available on a number of podcast platforms, such as YouTube, Spotify, Apple, Amazon, and many others. So if you enjoy this week's episode or enjoy the podcast in general, please subscribe. Thank you. And in this week's episode, I really, had on my heart from the Holy Spirit to really talk about repentance. And, I titled this week's episode, Repent, Urgent Warning and Message, because I really did get a sense of urgency to really talk about this. And so what I really wanted to do was just share my personal experience and share some resources that I use, because this is something that I feel like isn't really talked about a lot in churches. And I really had to do some actual research on my own to even understand what exactly it was. And I'm so thankful to the Holy Spirit for leading me to these resources that I will share in this week's episode. But it is really vital in order to repent, because as you know, in the Bible, it does say that if we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And so if we want to be more like our Heavenly Father, Yah, it is really important that we do repent and really turn from our ways. And so I just really wanted to touch on some resources that I use that really did help bring it into perspective. And I just pray that if anyone is really looking for more information on repentance in an easy to understand way, that this video will help. And I really wanted to start this video off by just really going over some ways in which you can kind of tell by your life circumstances whether or not the Most High is calling you to repent and what that will really look like. And so from my personal experience, I was really able to really see that the Most High wanted me to repent. By really looking at my life and really seeing how I felt stuck in a certain situation and how the emotions that I had regarding that situation were negative, and I felt like I couldn't get out of the cycle. And so I feel like, when the Most High really wants to get your attention, sometimes He will allow you to be uncomfortable. He will allow a crushing and really frustration to build up within you to really get you to call out to Him and ask for help. And so I think for a lot of us, the way I was, kind of raised in society and even in my upbringing, it was always to kind of really make sure and kind of work your way and work through it and be strong and things of that nature. And so that is not the way we are designed, though. We are designed to really lean on our Heavenly Father. And so when I really found that I was in like this rut of frustration and I really felt like I was really uncomfortable, it was really uncomfortable and frustrating. I found that that was His way of getting my attention to then have me come to Him and be vulnerable and say, I need help. I'm completely, miserable and stuck in this situation. And it was in several areas of my life. And so, when there's that pattern of uncomfortability and frustration, it's really important to really recognize that and not try to push through it on your own or self-cope or things of that nature, which I did do until I finally, surrendered. But that was the Most High's way of really getting my attention. And from there, I was really able to really come to Him and be vulnerable about where I was, that, I didn't know where to go from there. And, it did take time. And so I just wanted to really share this experience that I had, because I feel like a lot of people go through this and they feel like, I just need to push through, or I need to go to my friends, or I need to go to, in some cases, therapy, or talk to anybody but Yah. And so I want to really encourage everyone to go to Yah first and foremost. That's the one thing that I would have done differently. I wouldn't have gone to other people. I would have went to my Heavenly Father first. It was then that I really discovered, through just really crying out, that He brought resources to my attention to really help me understand what repentance was. And I'm so really thankful for these resources, but that's how you can tell whether or not in your life, if you're really being called to repent and to kind of let go of your current way of doing things, let go and kind of turn to a different direction that is more aligned with His will for your life. And there are several passages in the Bible that really touch on repentance. And one of my favorite ones is Psalm 51. And I will be reading from verses 4-6. And it reads in the King James Version, "Against thee, thee only, have I sinned and done this evil in thy sight, that thou mightest be justified when thou speakest and be clear when thou judgest. Behold, I was shapen in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me. Behold, thou desirest truth in the inward parts, and in the hidden part thou shalt make me to know wisdom. And I really read that particular section because it really has an interesting perspective on it. And the entire psalm is wonderful, and I highly recommend reading that, taking it to Yah in prayer. And, you know, King David was just excellent at being vulnerable. Whenever I want to be more vulnerable, I always think about King David, and I'm always reading psalms. And I really recommend reading Psalm 51. But what really stood out to me about Psalm 51 in that particular passage was the fact that King David admitted that, you know, in his repentance, it really did affect him the most that he hurt his heavenly father with his actions. He went and got with Bathsheba and killed her husband. And so, you know, that was seriously a grievous act, and he was very ashamed. The prophet Nathan came to him and really called him out on it. And then, you know, immediately he had a repentant heart. And so that is something that our Heavenly Father calls us to do. And a lot of times, you know, in society, like I said, now, you know, we'll be kind of in society and think nothing's wrong with what we're doing as far as the way we were brought up. But we were designed to do the will of our Father, not the will of the world, not follow the world's ways and prioritize the world over our Heavenly Father. And I think, you know, a lot of times we put idols ahead of our Heavenly Father intentionally or unintentionally. And a lot of times, you know, because of the way we were raised or things like that, we don't even think it's bad. And so when we end up in a situation where it is frustrating, you feel like there's just no release from the pressure. That's really Yah trying to get our attention. And so really coming to him in humility and really apologizing, repenting, and then turning from your ways in regard to it, asking him to forgive you, it is key, and really being healed and allowing him to do a healing and cleansing work in you. And so I really did want to share a prayer that I found on truthunedited.com that really did help me jumpstart the repentance process. I will also link it below, as well as a video that really did help explain a lot of different doorways that we can unintentionally open that can be, you know, really, you know, hinder our lives and hinder our Yah's will for our life and us going in the right direction. And the prayer reads, Father, I confess to you my involvement in insert name of activity. I recognize that such a thing is an abomination to you and detestable in your sight. I humbly ask for your forgiveness for my sin in this area, and I ask you to lift out any demonic entrance as a result of my actions and to cleanse me from my sins and close the doorway forever with the precious blood of Yahushua HaMashiach. I ask for this and thank you for it in Yahushua's mighty name. And then the prayer also recommends that you address Satan and his demons out loud directly and say, Satan and you demons, I have asked my Heavenly Father for forgiveness for participating in insert name of activity and have received it. I now by faith close the doorway of that area of my life to you forever through the blood of Yahushua HaMashiach that he shed on the cross for me. In the name of Yahushua, I command you to leave me and never return. And so, as I mentioned, that is a very, you know, simple and brief prayer. And you can, of course, go into more detail one-on-one as you are vulnerable with the Most High. But I found that to be very helpful because, you know, like I say, sometimes it really helps to have a template and kind of go through it and really, really think about the activities that you do that you may do unknowingly or not. And I did want to share some more resources from the Bible that really helped me really kind of know what the Father's heart was on this topic, what isn't pleasing in his sight, in case you are wondering. And so another section in the Bible that really does break down things that are unpleasing to our Heavenly Father is in Proverbs 6. And beginning at verse 16, it reads, These six things doth Yahuwah hate, yea, seven are an abomination unto him. A proud look, a lying tongue, and hands that shed innocent blood. A heart that deviseth wicked imaginations, feet that be swift in running to mischief, a false witness that speaketh lies, and he that soweth discord among brethren. But there's also, I also found to be very helpful, Romans 1. And beginning at verse 18, it reads, For the wrath of Elohim is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men, who hold the truth in unrighteousness, because that which may be known of Elohim is manifest in them, for Elohim hath showed it unto them. For the invisible things of him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse, Because of that, when they knew Elohim, they glorified him not as Elohim, neither were thankful, but became vain in their imaginations, and their foolish heart was darkened. Professing themselves to be wise, they became fools, and changed the glory of the uncorruptible Elohim into an image made like to corruptible man, and to birds, and to four-footed beasts, and creeping things. Wherefore Elohim also gave them up to uncleanness through the lust of their own hearts to dishonor their own bodies between themselves, who changed the truth of Elohim into a lie and worshiped and served the creature more than the Creator, who is blessed forever. Amen. For this cause, Elohim gave them up unto vile affections. For even their women did change the natural use into that which is against nature, and likewise also the men, leaving the unnatural use of the woman, burned in their lust one toward another, men with men, working that which is unseemly, and receiving in themselves the recompense of their error, which was meet. And even as they did not like to retain Elohim in their knowledge, Elohim gave them over to a reprobate mind to do those things which are not convenient, being filled with all unrighteousness, fornication, wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness, full of envy, murder, debate, deceit, malignity, whisperers, backbiters, haters of Elohim, despiteful, proud, boasters, inventors of evil things, disobedient to parents, without understanding, covenant breakers, without natural affection, implacable, unmerciful, who knowing the judgment of Elohim, that they which commit such things are worthy of death, not only to do the same, but have pleasure in them that do them. And so I thought Paul did an excellent job explaining here exactly how people who do not repent, who aren't, you know, who don't have a penitent heart and don't want to humble themselves and come to Elohim to ask him for help in these areas, when they don't do that, he then gives them over to their, you know, unrighteous lusts and affections and a reprobate mind. And so I thought that that was a great place to start in really gaining understanding as to why some people, when they do not repent, you can be given over, and you do not want to grieve the Holy Spirit when he is, you know, revealing to you areas in your life where you need to change and turn away from. And, you know, I really love that Yah is so gracious and so merciful. He will work with you as long as he sees that you have a commitment in your heart to please him. And so, you know, the consequences for not repenting and for not changing and not being, you know, not answering the Holy Spirit's conviction is really being handed over to a reprobate mind and being subject to the wrath of Elohim. Another resource that I really use to really understand repentance and really take a deeper look into sin is the Master's Voice Prophecy blog. And she really has a lot of great playlists on her channel. And one of them is it's titled The Sin Series. And so I will link it in the description box below, but it really does an excellent job of really diving into not only personal sin in one's individual life, but the sins of a country and of a nation and of a people that do condone this behavior by not speaking out against it. And people are, you know, silently complicit. As you would recall in Romans 1, Paul does mention that, you know, he does say at the very end, you know, not only doing it yourself, but also being tolerant and okay and supportive of those who also sin is also something to repent for. And so I think she does an excellent job of really revealing the Father's heart on these matters. And, you know, I really do recommend praying before each and every video, asking the Father to open your eyes and to really ask him to reveal to you ways in which you can make changes in your life and come to him and be, you know, vulnerable and really ask for help. But I highly recommend watching the series. I don't recommend binge watching it. They are pretty heavy topics on that channel. But if you are interested in really taking a deeper look into sin, not only on an individual level, but on a national level, especially in the United States of America, she really does touch on that. I highly recommend checking out her channel and that playlist. And another resource that I used that really helped me in the area of spiritual warfare and really taking a deeper look at my behaviors, and she really does a great job at breaking it down, is Prepare for War. It's this book by Rebecca Brown. I have promoted it on this channel before, and I just highly recommend it. It's a manual for spiritual warfare, and she really does break down chapter by chapter ways in which we may not have been aware of areas that are displeasing to our Heavenly Father. I highly recommend in the area of repentance, I recommend you read the entire book, but especially chapter 5, I found it to be very eye-opening. I really did. And so I highly recommend. She also breaks down doorways in this book as well. I will link to buy the book in the description box below, but I just highly recommend really taking time and going through it. And, you know, chapter 5 is titled The Beginning of Wisdom. And so, as you know, in Proverbs, it says, fear of Yahuwah is the beginning of wisdom, and knowledge of the holy is understanding. And so that is something that she really breaks down. I thought she did an excellent job, and she really does a good job of outlining how the Heavenly Father's ways are higher than our ways. And so it's really important for us to cooperate with Him. You know, He loves us so much. He doesn't want any of us to go down the wrong path. You know, it's painful down the wrong path, you know, and it's never going to be satisfying, no matter how much society will say, oh, this is great, you know, yada, yada, yada. A lot of people who have really given over their morals for things such as money and fame, they're miserable. And also they are, you know, in moral wrong standing with our Heavenly Father. And that's not a place that you want to be. You don't ever want to go so far as to not return. And so I just highly recommend the book. It's excellent. She does a great job. It's very easy to read, and I highly recommend checking it out. And so I hope this episode really helped you, you know, really look at some resources and some passages in the Bible to really reflect on and take to Yah in prayer. And I thank you all so much for listening to this episode of The Virtue of Truth. I am your host, Sheila Hetspeth, and I will see you all in the next one. Until then, take care. Bye.